The next chapter of the Strathcona Gardens renovation project is moving ahead after the Strathcona Regional District gave the green light for plans that could approve a loan of up to $57.1 million to modernize the Rod Brind'Amour Arena in Campbell River. The SRD says the second phase of the Recreate project will bring about major upgrades to the arena, such as increased spectator seating, a new indoor walking track offering all-weather, year-round fitness, modern team and referee rooms, enhanced accessibility and circulation, warm area viewing, and new multipurpose and viewing spaces. The process of approving the loan to pay for the project involves launching a second alternative approval process, AAP, which the Regional District Board approved on July 23. The first AAP was held for the first phase of the project. Strathcona Gardens Commission Chair Susan Sinnott called the second phase a critical step to modernizing the arena. The project will ensure the SRD meets the needs of families, athletes, and fans for decades to come, she said. However, not everyone is thrilled about the idea of the project and possibly having to pay higher taxes associated with the multi-million-dollar renovations. Since 2023, the SRD has approved multiple motions to consider adding electoral areas A, B, C, and the village of Sayward to the Strathcona Gardens service area, which is a shared service between Campbell River and Area D. In response, the community group, Friends of Area C, has been pushing the regional district to keep Area C residents out of the service area. The group says most residents living in the Discovery Islands oppose being included in the service area, because they don't use the services, such as the Campbell River Arena. The group has requested an Area C exclusive referendum before any future vote on inclusion in the service area. Read also, devastating, Area C residents oppose possibility of paying tax for Strathcona Gardens. The nearly $60 million price tag for the second phase is in addition to the $69.8 million contract awarded to Richmond-based Heather Bray Builders in 2023 for the project's first phase. The SRD said it will be providing an update about the project, the funds that will need to be borrowed, and how it will financially affect residents if the approval process moves forward.